You've heard part of the story before, but I'm going to tell you again about my experience of being a mother of a toddler who is overly curious. And so when we were visiting Benji's sister and brother-in-law up in Vermont, my lovely, curious daughter was exploring and looking out over the little rivers and bridges and stuck her head between the two bars of a bridge, these big metal bars, and then, of course, couldn't get it back out. And she is, you know, well, she was doing all right until Benji started to panic, truth be told. But she's panicking, and she's crying, and, Mommy, Mommy, Daddy, Daddy, help me, help me. And there's nothing, we're trying every which way to pull on her head, and it's just awful. I mean, it was awful being the parent in that situation, as I'm sure any parent knows and has probably experienced in one form or another. And you know, the sirens are in the distance, and so I know that it's going to be all right. And the fire department's on their way with the, you know, jaws of life and some hacksaws and things like that, which I'm not really thrilled about having near the head and neck of my daughter. But, you know, if it gets her out, that's good. But before they could get there, these four kind of tough individuals, they happened to be men, but there were some rugged women around that could have done this too. These four tough individuals come up and they place their hands on the bars above her head, two people, one on each side above her head, one on each side below her head, and pull on the bars just enough, these steel bars, just enough give for Ariana to pull her head back out and be free of it. And I do remember saying to myself at that moment, well, huh, I thought only Superman could bend steel. And yet here, these four people, ordinary people, were able to do what I thought only Superman could do. If there's one verse in the entire Bible that simultaneously inspires and terrifies me more than any other, it is John 14:12. I read it in one version, but it's on the bulletin in another. You will do the works I do, you who believe in me, will do the works I do, and in fact will do greater works than these. And the person saying that is Jesus, who's done some pretty great works. You who believe in me will do the works that I have done, and in fact will do greater works than these. Now, those works won't always look the same. Those four ordinary people who pulled on the bars didn't bend the bars the same way Superman would have done it. Superman would have just, and there'd be this big gaping hole and everybody would cheer, but that's the way Superman would do it. But these four people together, working as a community, did all that Superman could have done. It just looked different. And in fact, in some ways, they did something greater because they built a community in that moment. They showed the care and the support of just random bystanding people in a moment of crisis. And so, in a way, that was an even greater work. You will do all the works that I have done, and in fact, greater ones, says Jesus. They just won't always look the same. And I think we have a tendency to build Jesus up into this super savior, hero from a comic book kind of image. And so when we look at what Jesus does in that sense, we say, well, there's no way we could do that. There's no way we could do what Jesus has done if we want to try to do it just like he did in this superhero way. So we have to take that kind of comic book image of Jesus and put it aside when it comes to understanding how we are to do his work. We have to recycle it or cut it up and use it for origami or decoupage or recycle it or give it to a collector. We have to just take that idea and understand that that is not how we are called to do the works that Jesus has done. So take, for example, the story of the feeding of the 5,000 from the Gospel of Matthew this morning. All right? 5,000 people, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And Jesus blesses the bread and blesses the fish and starts breaking them into pieces and giving them to the disciples who pass them around to this crowd of people. And somehow, not only is everybody fed, but there's extra left over at the end. This is the guy who says, you will do the works that I have done and greater works than these. Well, we're not going to take, sorry to break it to you, We're not going to take 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and say a blessing and have them miraculously, you know, superhero-ly multiply in some sort of comic booky sense, some sort of miracle or magic sense. We're not going to be able to do that because we're not Jesus. We're not going to do that in the way he did it. But that doesn't mean we can't do the work he did. Because the miracle that he accomplished is feeding people who are hungry. We can feed people who are hungry. We can, in fact, eliminate hunger altogether, eventually, through the sharing of resources. And many have suggested that what Jesus has done in this moment with this crowd is not the true miracle is not the blessing. The true miracle is that this crowd then also shares from what they have with one another. We can do that. We can transform a crowd of people into a community by teaching them to share, by modeling how to care for one another, how to share with one another. We can take it even more metaphorically than that. What else does Jesus do? He feeds those who are hungry spiritually. That's why they're there. They are there because they want to hear about him. They want to hear what he has to say. They want to be touched by him and healed by him. And so those seekers who come to us, we can feed them too, you and I. So we can do what Jesus has done. We can feed the hungry. We can feed the spiritually hungry. We can create community through sharing of resources and teaching folks to value one another and to value sharing with each other in need. And so it may not look the same as the image that we get in the gospel of how Jesus did the work, but we can do the work that he has done. Now, he does have a few more things on his resume. All the works that I have done, you will do. And in fact, will do greater works than these. Now, we may never spit into the sand and mix it into mud and put it on a person's eyes and cure blindness. But we can work to cure blindness, you and I, through medicine, through funding research. And again, taking it more metaphorically, we can work to cure spiritual, emotional, psychological blindness, you and I, through speaking the truth in love, through teaching, through sharing what we know and what we've seen with those who have not seen that truth or have not seen life as filled with love and with blessing. And we probably won't be able to say to someone who's been paralyzed, take up your mat and walk, and have that person take up their mat and walk away. But we can cure infirmity, you and I, again, through research and medication and funding those endeavors. And we can certainly help those who feel that they cannot stand on their own to stand up. We can empower one another. We can hold each other up when our legs feel too weak to hold just ourselves. And we probably won't be able to say to a child who has died to take her by the hand and say, little girl, get up and have her live. But we can stop childhood mortality, you and I, here in this country and around the world, by advocating for children and their health and their basic needs. And we can make sure that children do not have to live in situations of poverty or abuse or neglect. And we can make sure that we, the church, the people of God, are the greatest advocates that children know the world over. You and I can do this. And there will be many times when we cannot stay the hand of the executioner when the crowd comes with their stones and their condemnation. But we can oppose systems that claim to be of justice but are about retaliation. You and I, we can seek restorative justice, healing and wholeness for victims and perpetrators and their communities. We can embody the radical love and forgiveness that Christ embodies when he says, if no one will condemn you, then neither will I. Not many of us will have the opportunity, perhaps thankfully, not many of us will have the opportunity to stretch out our arms and die in the hope and the faith that others might live, or be transformed or brought closer to God. But we can live our lives in such a way that we do, by our very example, draw people closer to God. We can live our lives in such a way so that in living and in dying, we witness to our faith, to our belief, to the transformation of God that has happened in us and is happening in the world and that we are a part of, you and I. And unless I am mistaken about how this works, we probably won't push back the stones from our graves and reanimate our bodies and walk around again. But we will live beyond death, you and I, both through the legacies that we leave behind and through our faith in the eternal. The memories, the legacies that carry on after us will continue to bear witness and testimony to future generations, to those that we've touched, to those that we've influenced, and continue to draw people closer to God. And in being in God, being part of the eternal God, we too will live beyond death. All of the works that I have done, you who believe in me, will do. And in fact, will do even greater works than these, because I am going home to God, but I will be with you, helping you, responding to you, interceding with you. We want to take not only Jesus, but the ordinary people around us, and we want to make such untouchable superheroes out of them. Because we all want a Superman or a Superwoman, a hero, a savior to come in and to do it for us, to bend the bars for us and set us free. But maybe the truest hero, the truest savior, is not the one who does it all, but the one through, in their very life, in their very death, in who they are and what they said and what they did, teaches us that we too are heroes. That we too are part of God's salvation unfolding in the world. You and I. Christ says, you who believe in me will do all of the things that I have done and greater works. Not independently, as a community, the church, the body of Christ in the world, and not exactly the way Jesus did them, but in other ways. And more, what more? What more? Completely eliminating poverty? Protecting and preserving the earth and its peoples and its animals and its plant life. Preventing diseases before they start rather than curing them after. What more? What other things will the people of God do? Will the body of Christ do? These works that Jesus has done and greater, all of them, you and I, the people of God, the church, the body of Christ, will do part of God's salvation still unfolding in the world. Let it be so, which of course is all that it means to say, Amen.